Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of the Afropreneur. My name is Uwem Akwan, and beside me is my co-host
Blessing Abeng.
I can't hear your name.
Blessing Abeng.
So guys, it's been a fun week, been a fun weekend, and we're going to talk about something that a lot of entrepreneurs and founders really take importance. Your brand as a founder, your brand as the head of, you know, the business. We oftentimes put so much importance on the brand of the business, but we forget that as founders and as individuals, we have to grow our brand.
I think the reason why this topic is really important is because a lot of times when we've met investors, they tell you things like, we don't invest in the business, we don't invest in the idea, we don't invest in the product, we invest in you, the entrepreneur, because you're the face, you're the human, you're the personality behind the brand. So if you are not investable in the first place, that's already a problem and a red flag for your business. So then, how do we go about figuring out our brands as founders?
What's your voice? You know, usually when you're writing, somebody, they always ask you, what's your voice? So very first thing, what's your voice? What are your principles? What do you stand for? What do you want to be known for? What are the things people can easily identify you with? That's the very first question you need to ask yourself.
I think what's really cool is you need to also know, not anyway, what you really need to know, what you want to do, what your kind of brand should be. Would it be an Uche Pedro type of brand? Or Uche Pedro is the founder of Bella Niger, right? And we barely know her. Not as much as we know Bella Niger, but when you finally meet her, you still see that she is authentic, she's everything she says she is. You can still feel almost a synergy between the brand and the her brand and the business. So is that how you, do you want to be low-key, or do you want to be like Olori Supergirl and have your, or Tony Lumelu and have your brand intersect,
or Elon Musk?
So yeah, or would you like a Tony Lumelu where your transcore, you know, it's like you have a business or you have a couple of businesses, but nobody can think of those business without thinking about you. So how powerful do you want your brand to be? Do you want it to be as powerful as your business, or do you want to be low-key?
So yeah, but that's a very, very important thing. How do you want, what's the end goal? First of all, do you want to build your life separate from your business, or do you want your brand, your own brand, to be intertwined with your businesses? The problem with that is there are pros and cons to that. One of the cons is if your business is going and your brand is so tied to your business, you probably will go, your brand will also be affected. And that's why some people actually put in extra effort to build their own personal brand so that they are far away from whatever happens to their business. But at the end of the day, it's your long-term goal. If you start out, you probably want to focus on your business, but on the long run you want to focus on you as a person.
I think one of the cons to building a low-key brand that is different from your business brand is that if your business is highly successful, your personal brand might be trying to catch up with the success of that business, so you may not be able to drink from the fountain of success that your business is attaining, which can sometimes be depressing.
You know, something just came to my mind. I feel another way people like to build a brand is that they become at the forefront, or they put themselves at the forefront of their business. So when you talk about Facebook, the only person you think about is Mark Zuckerberg, because he's the spokesperson. He's the person that is always giving the speeches. He's the one that is doing the unveiling. So that's another way people try to build their personal brand.
But even Facebook is a bit tricky, because I try to think about it. Well, it's true. Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg are highly tied together.
Yeah,
they're highly tied together. Oh well. So other things you can do in trying to figure out your brand is, who are you? When you Google yourself, what do you see? Do you like what you see? Do you want to keep that image up?
What do you want to be known for?
Exactly. Your handle cannot be at Miss Pretty Booty something something and you expect people to take you seriously. I have to be able to Google your name and find you. So if your handle is, for example, an alter ego, maybe Miss Bell or Mr. Bo, your name has to be in the, you know, there is a provision in your social media handles, in any social page, business page, or whatever you're using, there's always a provision for a username and your own name. So if your username is different, ensure that your real name is your real name. put your name there so when you're Googled, you can be found. Also, in your bio, include if you want to tie your business to your brand, you would want to include your business accomplishments in your bios. But if not, you can always describe yourself as something way cooler, depending on how you want to stand out as a brand and a founder.
So another way to build your brand is to be known as a thought leader. Now, when we say thought leader, people, you think you no hold leader, on. I'm not saying include thought leader in your bio.
But when you hear thought leader, everybody's even struggling.
That's one of the best ways to build your brand.
People are not getting creative on how to be.
I'm going there. So you don't have to always, you know, quote some academic article or write something huge. Being a thought leader is consistently talking about something that people find value in. So the very important thing is you're churning out something that has value. And so when people start to think of this, that thing, that value, they remember you. So it could be from regular blog posts. It could be so simple things on your social media, your Twitter, your LinkedIn. It could be guest writing for somebody.
But some people overdo it. So don't do it in a way that it doesn't come off as authentic. It has to be something you like. You can't, because like the people that are currently writing books and they're like, this thing looks like you lifted it from somewhere. Like you copied and pasted. Somebody I really love to read his content is John Obi, because he's so authentic in how he shares his content. Like he can even borrow a concept from somewhere and make it feel like his own. It's so creative. So maybe check out John Obi on social media and see how he shares content. It might inspire you to find your own voice.
I think you've hammered the point, authenticity. You cannot build a brand without being authentic.
Yep.
Once people do not see that authenticity, no matter how you pretend or no matter how you give out value, people are not going to resonate with it. So in finding a voice, be authentic, be yourself. Don't try to come out as fake. Don't try to live a life that people obviously know you cannot live.
You can't live up.
Don't try to speak phonetics when you cannot speak phonetics. People begin to question you and laugh at you. So building a brand is a deliberate process. Like you have to put thought into it. You don't just wake up and you're a brand, boom.
The problem is, think about it. If somebody's faking something to you, you can almost see through the bullshit, forgive my French. Mm. So you don't want to have to be that person who people think is faking it to try and make it. You want to be able to actually make it. So find your voice. If you're a fun person like me, in your conversation, sound fun. Don't try to now have red buttoned up shirts and be colored up because you're trying to leave a
exactly
impression.
you want to look like a fun person, but you're so corporate. It doesn't go hand in hand.
Speak pidgin. If that's how you do it, speak pidgin. Don't let anybody speak your language. If that's how you're comfortable, find a good middle ground between great skills and your comfort and that authenticity that you have in you.
In another thing in building a brand is networking, but I'll turn it back to communication, learning to communicate, building relationships. And building relationships comes with communication, really. Mm-hmm. So when you go out, how do you speak about yourself? How do you speak about what you do? Do you tell people what you do? Do you tell people about your business? Do you tell people about your idea?
You know what's ironic is, I was reading something yesterday, I think I showed you, where somebody said networking used to be just making friends, but now it has been so overflowed that people think it's supposed to be some robotic
conversation. I'm going out to network.
Do you understand? Like, so you're not supposed to go there and just start, oh, hello, my name is Uche. I do this. This is my business.
Just you're selling yourself.
No. You're supposed to sell yourself in the most indirect way possible. Like, it's supposed to be as effortless as possible. You can do this by trying to get to know the other person better. And in getting to know them, you would know when... You wouldn't even know when the conversation would come up about what do you do, because the person is now genuinely interested
in
you.
The trick is to always meet people with the mindset of how do I add value to the person.
Yep.
So eventually you're beginning to talk about the person more than you. And people like to be talked about. That's the thing. Once you make somebody the focal point of conversation, the person will begin to open up and share more with you.
Yep. I think the most important thing here in building your brand is this: understand the value you can give. Understand, what is my value proposition to the world? What can I do for people? What am I great at? What do I love doing? Once you can figure out how you can turn what you love doing into some sort of value-adding skill, you are one step closer to building a very strong
brand. Yeah, so build competence. If you know you need to go out to talk more, build your confidence, learn that skill of having conversations. If you want to build your brand online, learn to write. It doesn't have to be 200 words. It could be 15 words. Learn to write something that people find value in. If it involves that you change the way you dress, invest in your wardrobe, invest in, you know, what portrays your brand.
Please, though, that time that I said that you don't have to wear button-up collared shirt, I'm not saying now that you have to always dress down and Shabbily. Wear only t-shirt and short knicker and slippers and say that's what I'm comfortable in. So you need to also find the middle ground between what is socially acceptable and what still makes you happy. You can look really, really great. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is the t-shirt and jean king.
Yeah.
However, he knows where you would wear his t-shirts and jeans too. Because, okay, so remember that time people kept going, oh, Mark Zuckerberg likes to wear t-shirts, something. T-shirts are expensive, by the way. But everybody was hyping him until that Facebook thing where he had to appear in front of the...
When he came to Nigeria, he still had to wear a suit.
To greet the president.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like you already understand the importance of what occasions am I going for? How do I want to be perceived? And how does this gel... Like, okay, so if you notice, there were times he never really wore ties because maybe that doesn't make him comfortable. Or you can even wear t-shirts inside your suit. Like, it's just finding that bridge, that middle ground to be taken seriously or perceived better.
Yeah. So, guys, if you have questions, you can send your questions to questions@afropreneur.net. You follow us on our social media platforms, The Afropreneur on Facebook, The Afropreneur on Twitter, and The Afropreneur on Instagram.
If you never want to miss another episode,
you can go to our website.
Guys, subscribe.
Yeah, to our mailing list. You can subscribe on
podcast.
On iTunes, you can actually subscribe to our podcast. And yeah, that's all for today.
Yeah. Take care.
Till next week.
Come and buy me lunch.
You guys be awesome. Bye. Got to save it, got to save it, got to save it.